if you recall, last week we were talking about the payroll tax cut. We were talking about the euro and the debt crisis there. It's funny how it seems to haunt us. I mean, when I make an agenda, I check things off. The world doesn't seem to work that way. You always say good morning to Charlie Herman, economics editor for The Takeaway in WNYC. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning.
And Marcus Mabry on the phone there from London. Good morning, Marcus.
Good morning.
All right. Well, Charlie, we talked about this last week on the agenda, the payroll tax cut, except last week we were saying, you know, I got defeated, both versions of it from both the Democrats and the Republicans, and I was casting aspersions
skeptical
on any
not,
hopes.
Skeptical yeah. whether or not it would get passed. I mean, there is talk that there would be a new proposal, a new way to try and
right.
get it approved. They really have until the end of this month to get these two things addressed. And really the big concern here is that on these two, whether it's the payroll tax right now for Social Security, you know, you normally pay about 6.2% of your income. Well, for some time now, Americans have been paying 4.2%. And the argument is if this is allowed to increase, basically a tax increase, which a lot of Republicans usually are in favor of stopping any of those. In this case, they are not. If that were to go forward, the estimate is that the average American family would pay about $1,000 more in taxes. And there's the belief that it'll actually slow down economic growth in the country. So they're really pushing forward to try and find some sort of solution. But again, it all goes back to how to pay for it. And, you know, we're going to keep talking about this probably next week, and we'll probably talk about it the week after that.
Clear this up for me, though, Charlie. Is this an argument about stimulus in the way that you're phrasing it there, or is it an argument about the viability of Social Security, that people are worried that it's threatened?
In this immediate, I think it's about stimulus. It's about the idea that people need to have more money in their pockets so they can get out and spend money. Yes, it'll hit the viability of Social Security, and that's the concern for many of the Republicans, which is if you don't put enough money into Social Security, then we're going to have a problem down the road.
Right.
The problem is that we have a problem right now, which is economic growth, and so theoretically you should be able to – we should address that problem in the future when right now we have to
maybe
deal with the economy.
Lack of economic growth is more dangerous for Social
exactly.
Security in the long run than this. Well, Marcus, let's go to the other discussion that's held over from last week and the week before
and the month before.
You're right, and that is the debt crisis there. And this particular case, U.S. involvement perhaps in this effort to save the euro. What's going to happen this week? I mean, last week I had this unprecedented partnership between all these financial bodies. What about this week?
Well, you know, Celeste, as you said, this is an ongoing crisis. This is a marathon and not a sprint. The effort here really is to save the euro currency itself. And if it were to collapse, the thinking is, you know, remember the disruption after Lehman Brothers collapse?
Mm-hmm.
This would be 10 times worse. This would be cataclysmic compared to that. This week's going to be a big week. What we're going to see is European leaders meeting on Friday in a Europe-wide summit. And today, in just a matter of minutes, we'll have the French president and the German chancellor sitting down to see if they can hammer out a deal, which will actually lead to greater fiscal coordination between the Euro nations in order to save the currency.
And Charlie, Timothy Geithner, our Treasury Secretary.
Timothy Geithner, he's pretty much spending the week over there meeting
yeah.
with all the different European leaders, with the head of the European Central Bank, to really try and get them to come to some sort of agreement. I mean, the worry is that they come to some sort of agreement, and the markets cheer that, and everyone thinks it's
right.
resolved. And then we start getting into the details of whether or not they have to go to nations for a referendum, like in Ireland or Britain, and ask, is this okay if we do this? And then, you know, there's the day they're trying to craft this in such a way that they don't destroy the sovereignty of these individual nations.
Although these individual nations, like Italy, has just they've proposed a new package of austerity measures. Individual nations are still addressing this on an individual basis.
They're trying to, but I mean, I've just been thinking recently about how, remember how we talked all the time about Greece, worry about Greece. Now we don't really mention it. It's all the focus is on Italy. Greece is still in a lot of trouble. Does that mean that we've sort of written off Greece, even though it has still it's put in place its own austerity measures?
People don't want to talk about it anymore.
You know, it's like every week, every other week, we have a new proposal. And the question is, when the details really emerge, I'm sure we will have some sort of deal at the end of this week. But does it actually hold, and can it do what needs to be done? Is the big question.
Marcus, what's the target?
Marcus,
let's talk about the target. I mean, a lot of economists who were critiquing the joint banking effort last week suggested that it helps the financial sector in Europe, but it doesn't necessarily bail out the countries and the governments that really need the bailout. Is that going to be addressed this week at all?
Well, that's exactly right. What last week was a way to get more liquidity into the market, basically a way to make sure there was a lot of money flowing around so that even as banks are afraid to lend out money, there's actually money to keep the system going. Capitalism, like a car works on gasoline, capitalism marches on money. And so that was last week's attempt. It wasn't actually meant to save these nations. In order to save the nations, they have to have a coordinated effort. They have to get out in front of the problem. And Europe hasn't done that yet. That's why France and Germany, which is the core of Europe, is seeking to actually create a grand bargain, as Charlie was saying, sacrifice some national sovereignty in exchange for fiscal discipline that could be exercised from Europe. Now, my problem is, even if they come up with a deal, if you were in the streets of London, or in London's on the euro, but if you were in the streets of Paris or Rome or anywhere throughout Europe, whether it's eurozone or non-eurozone, you will find that there's a popular disenchantment with Europe. No one wants to give Europe greater power.
And you say that the capitalism runs on money. Capitalism is kind of like a shark to me. It has to keep moving forward or it dies. Let's talk, Charlie, here at home about the U.S. Postal Service. We just announced in the headlines.
Speaking of another sovereign body in a way of Delta Coins.
Because, you know, I want to talk about this because, I mean, maybe I should be mailing my Christmas cards today.
If you're going to mail something to Marcus, I would definitely mail it today.
Yeah.
The Postal Union is looking at putting in even more cuts. This is on top of the closing of post offices and, you know, cutting the staff. Now they're looking at basically slowing down delivery to try and save costs. So first class mail may not get there in a day. And, you know, the concern on something like this is that if you start to make the service less good, then people will use the service less. And the less they use it, then the less revenue. I mean, it's sort of this downward cycle.
Because they didn't get an agreement from Congress.
The bigger picture is people just aren't using the post office as much. I mean, think about what you get in the mail compared to all the amount of work that you do online now. I mean, they're just not seeing the revenues they saw before.
When people stop getting postal service the way that they have been used to in the past, we might see larger outrage.
But right now, you know, people wonder, why am I getting all these catalogs? Do I really need them?
All right. Charlie Herman and Marcus Mabry, thanks so much to both of you. Charlie Herman, economics editor for The Takeaway and WNYC, and Marcus Mabry, editor-at-large of the International Herald Tribune. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
That's your agenda.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.